Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back to Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Justin Bradford, Joe Rexrode, Marquise Munson behind the glass for us. And now let's bring on Darren McFarland, the host of Darren, Donick, and Chase, who here later today. Darren, how are you, buddy?
Gosh, Marquise knows how to get me up in the morning. Who needs coffee when you've got music like that?
Joe needs it. He's already refilled once.
Oh, wow.
Wait, was that okay. Docking? What was that?
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little docking. Back for the attack.
Joe. Look at you, Joe.
Under lock and key, baby.
Man, that's impressive. You're not just one genre. No, you got it, man.
It's too bad I cut my mullet off yesterday, too, because that would be even more perfect.
Darren, after Friday and what we had to witiss Friday.
Oh, we have to talk about that, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. So your thoughts overall, just in terms of the up and down emotional roller coaster that happened on Friday afternoon.
Disappointing. I mean, I don't know how a Predators fan couldn't be disappointed, right? I mean, but I guess the rebuttal that nobody wants to hear is going to be look around the league. I mean, did a favorite win? I mean, did I miss the memo? I mean, why? It was like upsets galore. We knew it was going to be crazy, right? It was going to be so unpredictable. It was something nobody's ever seen in their lifetime. And these teams all showed up to a hub city, and they walked to and from the arena back to their team hotel, and they didn't travel, and they didn't have rowdy fans in the stands, and they'd been off for 4+ months, and guess what? It played out. It was like an NCAA tournament, and people are already throwing their hockey brackets in the trash can. I mean, it's hard to predict, and if you would have asked me, even with all that being said, we knew it was going to be crazy and knew it was going to be the unknown, expect the unknown, I would have never told you in the end the Predators would have lost. I predicted the Predators to win in 5. I knew it wasn't going to be easy. I figured it would go the distance. But in the end, I don't think you could have convinced me, you know, top to bottom, when you think about what the Predators have on their roster and what the Coyotes have on their roster, that eventually the Predators would figure out a way to get it done, even with all the stuff that I just brought up before. But it didn't play out that way. And unfortunately, they ran into what we've talked about for years, what everybody says. What do you need in the hockey playoffs? What do you need in postseason play? And you can ride that wave for a good while. What? A hot goaltender, and Arizona found it in Darcy Kuemper, and he was just really good. I thought UC Saros, if I were giving out grades, was a B. And, you know, if I were in school, when I was in school, I'd throw parties, and I would invite you guys to come over and celebrate my B on a report card. But unfortunately, a B wasn't good enough because Darcy Kuemper got an A, and he was just better, and the Coyotes prevailed. So I guess those are my thoughts reflecting back on. I was trying to delete Friday, and then we had to go right back there again.
Yeah, my apologies. And I'm going to ask you another difficult question that people keep talking about in social media. Should Pecorini have played at all in the series?
We'll never know if that changes anything. I'm not surprised. If you're asking me, Justin, if I was surprised, Joe knows. I came on here this time last Monday and said, for everybody thinking that this is going to be a split with Pekka and Jussi in games 2 and 3, by the way, I apologize for my voice. I did a lot of yelling at baseball games this weekend, so I'm a little raspy.
Congratulations, by the way.
That's a good way to lose some voice, though.
You're right. You're right. I told Marquise, I was like, I can barely walk. I feel like I'm 85 years old. I barely have a voice. But you know what? If this is what it takes to get it done, then I'll do this every Monday. I'm okay with that every Monday. But, you know, and maybe I was doing some yelling on Friday, too, just before going into the weekend. You know, I don't know if it changes anything, but Joe knows. I said, look, it's very clear that John Hines has identified UC Saros as his guy, and We were all three of us were there for training camp, and John Hines said, we had him on the show, and he said that he was putting big-time stock into, you know, he didn't give a percentage, but he was putting stock into how everybody looked in training camp. That's what they were going off of. And I don't know about you guys, but, I mean, I felt like if we were being honest, UC Saros was the better goaltender in training camp. Now it was practices and scrimmages, and but that's what it was. And if that's what they were going off of, my eyes told me that UC Saros was the better goaltender. And as we saw when John Hines took over, 21 of his, what was it, 27 games he coached before the pause, 15 of the last 21 were UC Saros in net. So it just seemed like to me John Hines was more comfortable with the younger goaltender. But we'll never know. I don't think UC Saros or Peck, I don't think that is the reason that they lost.
I would agree, Darren. It's not the reason they lost. I would ask you, as we inevitably push things forward here, if you believe UC Saros can be a goaltender who allows a team to make deep runs, who steals games, steals series, plays at that level that we certainly saw Pekka reach multiple times in his career.
Do I believe that? Sure, absolutely. Like I said, UC Saros wasn't the reason they lost. He was good. He wasn't great. And like I said, Bs, I would have celebrated. I gave him a B for the series. To me, there's nothing wrong with a B, but it was going to take more than a B effort to win the series, especially the way Arizona plays. They're a stingy team. You're not going to hang six on them and give UC Saros a big cushion. And so B wasn't good enough. Darcy Kuemper faced a ton of shots. A ton. What did they have on Friday? 52? Is that right? 52? Off the top of my head, 49 saves? He had 42 saves in game one. What, 40 or 39 in the game four win? I mean, that's what it was going to take. And obviously UC Saros did not put in that effort. Do I think that he can do that, Joe? Yeah, I do. We've seen it. He's still very, very young in his career. He's got a long ways to go. I mean, he's just starting out. Pekka didn't have immediate success. I mean, remember, he's played in 89 postseason games. He's had 89 consecutive postseason starts that all came to an end before this series. So do I think he can be the guy? Yeah, we've already seen that. But obviously he didn't do it on his first go-around, and I suspect, you know, John Hines is coming back, and so I suspect probably UC Saros will be his guy moving forward, and Pekka will serve as the backup.
So, Darren,
he'll have more opportunity, so we'll see. I mean, that's the best I can say is that as of right now, we won't, you know, we don't know, but do I think he will? It can? Yeah, absolutely.
So, Darren, switching gears before we have to let you go here, just coming out a tweet from Dan Patrick's show that 12 of the 14 presidents from the Big Ten have voted against having a fall college football season. Iowa and Nebraska were the two that have been pushing to play. Obviously, a lot of this news breaking, it seems, as we go with college football, but especially with the SEC just releasing their added two-game schedule and then the MAC and what happens with the Big Ten, and now saying the Big Ten and the Pac-12 will cancel their football seasons tomorrow. Just your take on this whole situation going on right now.
Oof, man, that's a lot to digest. That's a lot to still take in as we're all doing this together. It's been a rocky roller coaster ride for college football this weekend. You know, you would say, a lot of people would say, if I say it saddens me to hear this, say, well, you're selfish, you know, sports guy, you know, there's a bigger picture than you being selfish when you're college football. But if people have been listening to the show, I mean, for 5 months I've been saying you don't want to have no college football this fall. You're not going to want to see what it's going to look like on the other side. You're not going to like it on the other side. And I don't like the fact that these kids, you know, I don't love – look, I have an 8-year-old. I know, Joe, look, you kids and routine. Kids, they need routine, and I think they need to be in school. That's just me. I understand. There's a big picture. There's a pandemic, and safety is first and foremost, and I get all that. But I don't like – I've seen the effect. I coach 8-year-olds. I have an 8-year-old, and I've seen the effect on them. And I, think they need structure and they need to be in a routine. And I don't think not having school, and in this case, not having college football, all the work those people have put in, all the work they've put in to have that wiped out. And I've already seen how it's affected, you know, kids this past spring that had everything wiped out. It's tough. And I hate it. And I don't want to know what the other side is going to look like for college athletics. It's going to scare the crap out of me. And I know I have a lot of friends that their kids are in college playing sports. And most of my friends that are in college, their kids are in college playing sports. It's not college football and it's not college basketball. In other words, I fear all the other sports, and that's all the sports they're in, they're playing. And I wonder if they'll have a sport to come back to. And so, you know, I don't know. It makes me sad. I don't know where this is going. I don't know how you guys are going to feel about it. I know you're going to talk about it, but I hate that if there's no college football this fall. I understand it's going to be tricky and dicey. Baseball's had tons of problems. I don't know what the NFL is going to do. We'll find that out too. But it saddens me to hear that.
It absolutely does. And, I mean, that was literally breaking news. I read that tweet just as you were answering the question. So it felt it was timely to bring it up because we're seeing more and more information break just as the day goes on from last night into today. So it is a tough situation, and we're just talking about all aspects of college football and what it could just mean for the country, what it means for these kids, what it means for the economy as well. So many different aspects of it. So we appreciate your thoughts on that, Darren.
Yep, and all those college towns. How about that? You know, I mean,
a lot of businesses in trouble.
Lots of businesses in trouble. That's right.
Mm. Well, Darren, I'm sure you're going to have more thoughts to share coming up later this morning on Darren Donick and Chase. I'm sure, right?
No doubt about it. 4 hours. We'll try to keep it upbeat, but some of this is a little depressing. But we'll keep it on the rails starting at 10 o'clock.
There you go, folks. Darren McFarland, host of Darren Donick and Chase. Coming up very soon, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. here on 102.5 The Game. So up next, we're going to talk more about what's going on, especially that breaking news that just happened out of the Big Ten, and more here on Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.